Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Venable. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Nicosia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Adley Hamaker. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Adley Hamaker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting 7th. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Evans moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Wilson scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Nicosia and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is hit by the pitch. Hernandez moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez moves to third. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Atlee Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo strikes out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 0-for-0 in the game. Venabil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Venabil for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to LeMaster who tags Wilson for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicosia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark throws the ball into LeMaster, who tags Ortiz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamaker strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-1 in the game. Venable hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. LeMaster moves to third. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nicosia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Steve Nicosia. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Bob Brenly pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Brenly now catching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brenly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pettini pinch hits for Adley Hamaker. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-2 in the game. Venable takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oquendo. Venable moves to third. Clark moves to second. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco bunts towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orozco for the out. Oquendo moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oquendo moves to third. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Oquendo scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brenly for a passed ball. Baylor moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco is 0 for 0 in the game. Orozco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oquendo moves to second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Greg Minton. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Venable hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.